This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's real, folks. It's real now, October 1st. Look at your calendar. Just count them. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh, Election Day is going to be here before you know it. Donald J. Trump is about to go to the podium in the White House, at the White House, to talk about the new trade deal. We will pick that up live for you momentarily, so stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Mark Lauder, former press secretary for Mike Pence, is going to join us. We'll talk about the Kavanaugh vote in the week and what's happening. And also I'll ask him a little bit about, it seems to me, folks, that Donald Trump's fighter spirit is you know, showing up in a few places, which I think is great, including Lindsey Graham last week. That was fantastic. And a few others as well, which is a good thing. So, Art in Rockford, you had a couple more things you wanted to share with us before we go to Donald Trump. What's on your mind?
Well, just continue on with the hypocrisy that you mentioned was they are the party of basically sexual predators such as Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy. And they don't want to talk about that. But anyway, they weaponized the government using the EPA, the IRS, the FBI, and other forms of the government against its own people. They're for Antifa. They are their own party members this year have endorsed basically Antifa, saying they're doing good things. They're fighting against basically fascism, which they are the fascists. They are a bunch of Nazi bullies. They use Nazi tactics against its people who disagree with them, which would be conservatives or Republicans. If you voted for Trump, they will beat you and so forth. You're voting for corruption, and you're voting for the party who invented the KKK and were the held in high esteem the racists such as Robert Byrd
Al Gore's father. I earlier, last hour, went through a timeline on the Kavanaugh situation and how the Democrats have acted and how it doesn't get chronicled. The things you're talking about, Art, are generational. Go back a long time. Long time. And, you know, you're absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. I'm glad you called. Please call again.
I'd like to end with this. They are okay. To vote for Democrat. Well, they are the party of hate and evil, as you said. And to vote for a Democrat, you have to be filled with hate. Because all I see from the Democrats is hate. And they'll do anything. They'll destroy anybody they can or do anything for power. And that is evil. So when you Democrats look in the mirror and think you're so high and mighty, look exactly what you are voting for. Thank you.
Yeah, Art, I appreciate it. And I think that there is evil at the core of a lot of the things you discussed down that line. I don't assign, the evil label to individual Democrats that simply vote Democrat because they vote Democrat, right? That their parents did. Or, you know, I think, sadly, more of them need to pay attention to your list. No doubt about that. Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, Steven Mnuchin, Secretary of Treasury, Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce, who was at True North Steel just a few weeks ago. We were there live with him. Who else is there? A smattering of folks. Okay, there's, I think it's, you say Kirsten Nielsen or Kristen Nielsen? I can never remember. Homeland Security, but there's a few that are here. Right now, they're in the Rose Garden, awaiting the president to come out. Texter says, ditto's big time, Scott, for your response to the pro-choice Republican. He is for sure lost to the truth of our Constitution and the Bible. We're a family of flag supporters. Thank you so much. Texter, I honestly believe Heitkamp will vote no on Kavanaugh because the whole issue with Dr. Ford is a farce. Dr. Ford's father worked in the upper level of the CIA. Her brother worked for Bruce Orr's wife and has an upper management position with Fusion GPS, which paid for the fake dossier against Trump. Fusion GPS is a Heitkamp campaign contributor. Is it really? Kevin, start digging on that right now. See if you can look up the campaign donation. I think it's an FEC site or It's one of them where it tells you just do, you know, Senator Heitkamp donations and there should be a list. See if you find Fusion GPS on that list. Fusion GPS folks, are the Oppo research, you know, Democrats that were funded by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to go after Trump. And then, as we now know, didn't then, but now know, the Democrats funded it. And then, you know, John McCain gets it. John McCain says, you know, here you go, James Comey, and you know, all of a sudden it's before a FISA court. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All from Oppo Research. All right, let's see here. What happens when the Democrats don't win the midterm? What kind of a show will we expect then? They're finished after this, no? What's their next move when they lose? Well, that's why it's very desperate right now. They don't think they're going to lose. If Kavanaugh is not voted through, says another texter, all it's going to do is stir up Trump's base even more than what it is now. The circus show that the Democrats have been conducting for the past 2 years is not only ridiculous, but it shows their true intent for the country. Quite frankly, I feel like people are sick of it and don't see how the Democrats are going to gain control come November. Back to how we started this morning, Valley News Live coming out with a poll tonight at 6 o'clock. And one of the little sneak peeks that we have is that there is strong support for Brett Kavanaugh. This poll was taken of North Dakotans during the Kavanaugh debacle. What I'm getting at is a texter, Tobiah, maybe right. Thank you for that. True, evil did Las Vegas shooting. All right. Glad you are okay with it. Because whenever I rant, if I don't get, you know, can't I get a little paranoid, if I'm ranting, feel like I'm ranting, admit to ranting, and then I say, I'm sorry about the rant, and then nobody says anything, because it pretty much it means, yeah, you were ranting, shut your pie hole, is what that means. But they're actually saying, thanks for the rant. So I think I can sleep well tonight, do you think? Is that okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
What did I rant about? One was a little rant on the pro-choice Republican, I think, right?
I hate to jump in, but ranting is kind of your job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound like a ranter. I just want to have a conversation. But.
By the way, top 20 contributors to Heidi Heitkamp's campaign do not include Fusion GPS.
Well, I don't know if it'd be top 20. I just want to see the donated.
I'm looking for more.
Okay. The Dow is up 280 points on the news about the YMCA or the USMCA, you know, we're calling it the YMCA. It's the new NAFTA name, U.S., Mexico, Canada, USMCA. Yeah, so the Dow likes it. Do you, Senator Heitkamp? Daniel, I know we told our guest Mark to hang on until after the president was done. He still hasn't talked yet. What do we find out from the vice president's former press secretary that's going to join us to do a little analysis on the program? What do he tell you? Daniel, are you there? We might as well. We might as well while we're waiting for President Trump here. Yeah, yeah. Because what the heck, right? So Mark Lauder is former press secretary for Mike Pence. Knows a little something about Washington, D.C. and how that place works. And, Mark, I apologize because President Trump decided to take your slot today, but he hasn't come out yet, so we're just waiting. We might as well chat, right?
Well, if the president wants my slot, he is more than welcome to have it.
I don't hear Mark. Daniel, are you still working on hooking on that? Mark, are you there?
Hello.
Well, now I hear you. Anyway,
there we go. Well, if President Trump wants my slot, he's always welcome to take it.
Yes, we're waiting for him to come into the Rose Garden. He's got some other folks there, but coming out. First of all, what does it feel like in D.C. today on this Kavanaugh thing? There's a lot of quiet, and I'm guessing if there was any more additional allegations, they'd be out by now piling on. So now we're sort of in waiting pattern. What's your take on what's happening right now?
Well, I think we'll come to about a week from now and know the exact same thing as we know today, which is, you know, Dr. Ford made her allegations. The witnesses she named don't know anything about it. Judge Kavanaugh vehemently denies it. And but if they need another week, I mean, let's be honest, though, this is the same group of people that back in July had protests posters and news releases with fill in the blank. We oppose whoever the president was going to nominate. And they have done nothing but obstruct and resist. Since that time, this is nothing more than a delay because they don't want Heidi Heitkamp to have to vote on this prior to the November elections. And so they're going to do everything they can, but it's not going to work. I think next week we'll know with the same things we know today, and Justice Kavanaugh will take the bench next week.
Texter says, hello, Scott. Do you think Jesus would have been confirmed as a Supreme Court justice? He drank wine and talked to prostitutes. Judge Kavanaugh is the definition of a good man and a model America, and I wish more people in Washington had his character. Keep doing what you're
really
speaking up.
It wouldn't matter who the president nominated. They would find a way to oppose it. And let's be honest. I mean, they keep moving the goalposts on this thing every single day. I mean, Tom Brady couldn't score with these moving goalposts.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, first it started off with sexual misconduct. Then now it's gone to his temperament because he dared defend himself, his honor, and his family against these attacks. And they've even gotten to the point of, he drank in college. Well, breaking news, college students drink.
that was breaking news. Hang on, Mark. We'll see if the president comes out. Otherwise, we'll keep chatting after the break. Don't go away. Hi, this is Scott Hannon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Jack Diesel or Donald Trump? Which is it? We probably better go to the president. This is big news for all of the upper Midwest with this new NAFTA deal. Donald Trump in the Rose Garden. Let's go there live. Then we'll catch up with CJ at Dak Diesel. Here we go.
The name, I guess, that 99% of the time we'll be hearing, USMCA, has a good ring to it. I have long contended that NAFTA was perhaps the worst trade deal ever made. Since NAFTA's adoption, the United States racked up trade deficits totaling more than $2 trillion, and it's a much higher number than that. With Canada and Mexico, it lost vast amounts of money and lost 4.1 million manufacturing jobs and one in four auto jobs. Lost about 25% of our auto jobs, even more than that. Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA? And I watched New England and so many other places where I was, just the factories were leaving, the jobs were leaving, people were being fired, and we can't have that. So we have negotiated this new agreement based on the principle of fairness and reciprocity. To me, it's the most important word in trade because we've been treated so unfairly by so many nations all over the world, and we're changing that. We just signed a much better deal with South Korea. We had a horrible, horrible deal, and we just signed that at United Nations, and that's worked out well, and they're happy, we're happy. It's good for jobs, good for a lot of things. When that deal was signed, they said 250,000 jobs will be given by signing this transaction, and they were right. I've said it before. They were right. 250,000 jobs to South Korea, not to the United States. So that's changed, and very much for the better, and this one is a brand new deal. The agreement will govern nearly $1.2 trillion in trade, which makes it the biggest trade deal in the United States history. I want to congratulate U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer, who has worked. Nobody understands how hard he's worked. No matter when you called him, he was in the office, or he was in somebody else's office doing the same thing. Hey, Bob Lighthizer is great. I've heard it for years. I said, if I ever do this, I want to get Lighthizer to represent us, because he felt the way I did. And the entire team at the USTR, standing behind me and some right here in the audience, I want to thank you all. Fantastic job. Peter Navarro, everybody. Thank you all. Thank you. Fantastic group of people. They love our country. I also want to thank Secretary Mnuchin, Secretary Ross, Secretary Nielsen, Secretary Perdue, Jared Kushner, Peter Navarro, and the United States Ambassador to Canada, Kelly Kraft. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. I also want to thank President Peña Nieto of Mexico, who we had a few disagreements, but I really like him a lot. I think he may like me. I'm not sure. But I think he's a terrific person, and he'll be leaving soon, but he's really done a good job and wonderful, wonderful person. And the Mexican president-elect, López Obrador, who has given his support to this agreement, and we're developing a really good relationship, which I think is very important for our country, frankly, and for Mexico. And so they worked together on this. This was done by both. I said, look, I don't want to sign an agreement. And then a new president comes in. They don't like it, and we have difficulty. They work very much together on it, and I appreciate it from both. I have to certainly give my highest regards to Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. A lot of stories came out about Justin and I having difficulty together, and we did over the trade deal. But I'll tell you, it's turned out to be a very, very good deal for both, and a very, very good deal for all three. It puts us in a position that we've never been in before. It's very good when you look at the world and what the world is doing, and when you look at the unfair trade practices that countries are using against the United States. This is a terrific deal for all of us. Once approved by Congress, this new deal will be the most modern, up-to-date, and balanced trade agreement in the history of our country, with the most advanced protections for workers ever developed. If you look at the reviews, people that would normally not, under any circumstances, say good things, because automatically they have to say bad. Even some Democrats say that's amazing. We had some, they haven't been given the sound bites yet, I guess, Mike. But actually, you had some Democrats say this is really amazing if he really got all of that. But by tomorrow, I would suspect they'll change their tune. But that's okay, because people know how good it is. It's an amazing deal for a lot of people. Likewise, it will be the most advanced trade deal in the world, with ambitious provisions on the digital economy, patents, very important, financial services, and other areas where the United States has a strong competitive advantage. Mexico and Canada have agreed to strong new labor protections, environmental protections, and new protections for intellectual property. So important. This new deal is an especially great victory for our farmers. Our farmers have gone through a lot over the last 15 years. They've been taken advantage of by everybody. Prices have gone way down. And we're working on some other deals that are going to make them very happy also. But this is a very, very big deal for our farmers. Mexico and Canada will be opened up a lot more than they are now. And I think there'll be a better spirit between the three countries, which is important for our farmers. The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada. The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, to name a few. I want to be very specific. Right? And many other products, but those products were not really being treated fairly as far as those that worked so hard to produce them. And now they're going to be treated fairly. These measures will support many hundreds of thousands of American jobs. This is also a historic win for American manufacturers and American auto workers who have been treated so badly. We've lost so many jobs over the years under NAFTA. Under the current New Deal, and if you look at the current NAFTA deal, the New Deal is taking care of all of these problems, because NAFTA, foreign companies have been allowed to manufacture many of their parts overseas, ship them to Mexico and Canada for assembly, and send their foreign-made cars into the United States.
Donald Trump in the Rose Garden celebrating the new NAFTA on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We needed to hear from Donald Trump, President of the United States, and that is the win for farmers in the new NAFTA deal. He's just talking about a couple other sectors right now that are ultimately able to help as well, and certainly it's a big day. I'm telling you, this speech, this news will be an important part of what happens on election night, guaranteed, absolutely 100%. We're rolling on it. If he says anything else about the hardy Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, throw in a little Montana, Kevin, and let me know, okay? Otherwise, we've got the farm speech too. We're going to talk about fins and feathers. I've been excited to tell you about that for a couple of days. Fins and feathers, a big event coming up on October 20th. This is a lot of fun. Should be neat. We need to chat first, though, with CJ from Dak Diesel, because he was preempted by the president earlier. Sorry for the wait, CJ. How are you? It did. All right. We'll give him a call back. He probably, yeah. We'll, CJ isn't there any longer. Kevin, would you do me a favor? Kevin, would you call CJ and just tell him we'll talk at, 10-2.
You got it.
All right.
No problem.
That'd be beautiful. Breaking news gets a little messy, folks. There's just all kinds of things, going on, you know. All over the place. So, just wanted to let you know a little bit about that. Kevin Becker is here. Kevin is the Director of Development for the University of Mary Athletic Department. And they have a fun event coming up called Fins and Feathers. Sign up is around the corner, and the event will be here October 20th. But if you're at all interested, now's the time to think about this. Kevin, how are you doing?
Scott, welcome from the campus of the University of Mary.
It is good to connect with you, my friend. Thank you for taking a little time to tell us about the 7th annual Fins and Feathers Scholarship event. You get teams that go out on October 20th with some pretty specific rules about the time and everything else. Just walk us through what happens.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. We thought about there's a lot of things going on as fundraisers and golf tournaments mostly. And so with the wonderful state we live in and the beautiful job our Game and Fish does with managing our species, and we thought, why not showcase what the outdoors person, the man or the woman, the son, the daughter, the grandparent, whatever, could do in a day in October when all the seasons are open, and just to showcase the opportunities we have to hunt and fish. That is how this brainchild came about. So we call it Fins and Feathers. And so, yes, you can get out there at one time, one day, start at midnight or 12:01 that night and hunt and fish when the Game and Fish Proclamation says legal limits, legal times, and all that are followed to harvest game, to catch some fish. It's a great time.
And, of course, there's points for everything, right?
Yeah, so what we did is we have four categories. We have a fins category, an upland category, of course, a fur category, and a waterfall category. And for any team, teams are from two people to five, and they can be a mixture of family or good friends or what I said earlier, grandparents, grandchildren. But they get together. They can bring in a limit of two. It's a two-person limit of any of those species, and they get a point, 1 point. We have a couple of home run points, as we call them, like the turkey maybe in the upland brings you in a couple extra. Bring a bobcat in for a fur bear, or you bring a tundra swan in for the waterfall. You're going to get a few extra. Bring in a northern pike over such and such. You're going to receive an extra point. So it's all fun, and we get together then later on, and we accumulate the points, and it's really more the showcase of, wow, look at what you can do on a great October day in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I mean, more than anything, that's just a lot of fun. Be able to, how often do you get a chance to do something like that? And how many people can you accommodate?
Well, we've had teams in the 7 years we've done it now. We've had teams from probably 9 or 10 starting out. We've gotten up to 16 teams. We can accommodate into the 20s easy. We're going to be at the Joanne Hetzel Memorial 4-H building in Bismarck on that day, October 20th. That's where we're going to check in teams at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So the neat thing about this, Scott, is any of your listeners from across the state, they can contact us and they can get into this tournament and they can fish and hunt anywhere in the state as long as they get to the 4-H Burley County Fairgrounds, the Joanne Hetzel 4-H building, between 4 and 5 on that day, so we can start accumulating their bag limits and seeing what they got. The unique thing is if any team hits every one of those categories with a species, they are available to win what we call the North Dakotan, which is the grand prize, traveling trophy, name on the trophy. It's a lot of fun and a lot of great camaraderie.
I've heard folks that do this as a family thing, you know, just as a tradition, go out there, family members that do it, so, you know, that's neat, or maybe coworkers. There's a million different teams you could put together and have a little fun with it, right?
That's right, and some of them are just going to fish. Some really want to just get together because every year they get together once to go hunt pheasants and grouse, so they're going to just be in that category. Some people are diehard with that. Fur bears, and they have a lot of landowners that want to help with the predator, for the predators, so they're going to be in the fur category, or else they can hit the home run. And so we actually have teams that strategically meet on this, Scott, and they're going to know where they're at 12:01, and by 4:30 we better be setting up decoys here, and we got to be in this field to walk for pheasants at 8, and we got to get here at the 2 o'clock to catch some more fish, and it's crazy, but that's what this is all about, is just having fun and coming together.
That is fantastic. And another thing that you should know, by the way, that the fundraising for this is all part of the Armada to help raise money for the athletic scholarships throughout the entire athletic program. There was a few years where it was a baseball fundraiser, and now it's broadened out a little bit as well. So whatever program you're a fan of at the University of Mary, you're going to be helping them out as part of this as well. So it's a great deal. Anything else you want folks to know?
Yeah, Scott, we're selling raffle tickets. We couldn't do this. And, you know, you've been on the air. You've been in a lot of communities across the state. The support from communities continues to be just overwhelming. And that's why we're so blessed to live in North Dakota, because we have so many great sponsors locally. We couldn't do this without Action Motorsports and Extreme Trailer Sales to give us the opportunity to have a Sportsman 450 four-wheeler, an aluminum trailer to go with it as our grand prize for a raffle. To win a $10 chance, and all that money for those raffle tickets goes to student athlete scholarships. So you can visit umary.edu/finsandfeathers, or contact myself, Kevin Becker, at 355-8170, and I'll get you all the information you need on our website. Go UMary is all the forms for Fins and Feathers. It's a great day. We're anxious for it, and it's a great fundraiser for our student athlete scholarships.
Sounds fantastic. Now, can I get the raffle tickets online too?
You can get a hold of me. We'll secure them. I'll send you scanned copies of them. That's how we'll do it this year, and we're going to move forward and continue to enhance that next year.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, mark me down for one. I'll get online here shortly. And
I'll get a hold of you, Scott. I appreciate it. You know, the other thing is that we've reached out to, if you're an outdoors person, Primos Outdoors, Avery, Haydell Game Calls, even Phil Robertson with the Duck Commander. We've gotten products from him. He's got 6 duck and goose calls coming our way. We have them already. So it's great to be able to reach out across the nation and have people recognize the good work that the University of Mary is doing.
Fantastic. Well, looks great. All the details online, as he mentioned, or you can give Kevin a call at 701-355-8170 for Fins and Feathers, a great Armada fundraising event for the University of Mary Athletic Department, Saturday, October 20th. Looks like a lot of fun. I hope you get a bunch of teams out there. Thanks a bunch, Kevin.
You bet, Scott. The last thing I want to mention is just because you're not going to be in one of the competitions, you sure can show up between 4 and 5, watch people check in their game, and then be a part of the many raffles we're going to have for a lot of outdoor gear, a good barbecue, and we're going to raise money that way as well. So thanks, everybody. We hope to see a bunch of great people here in Bismarck on the October 20th.
I'll be there under one condition. You keep Jerome Richter away from the barbecue grill.
Jerome Richter will be away from the barbecue grill, and I'll add one more to my attendance.
Yeah, he could hand out like programs, you know, and some of that. I'm fine with that, but the barbecue grill, I don't know. No. Actually, he's a fine chef. He's a connoisseur. He knows he makes a lot better meal than I do, but I just had to give him a bad time because he's in Rome mostly. All right, thanks a bunch, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
Scott, look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, look forward. Kevin Becker is from the University of Mary Athletic Department, and the president is still going. Is he taking questions? Let's listen in.
Sector. All at historic lows, the lowest in history. It's really something that's great. This is helping so much with people to get out of prison. We have a tremendous problem. People come out of prison, they can't get a job. Employers don't want to hire them. The economy is so good, they're hiring them, and they're turning out to be incredible workers. They're given a chance. They're really given a second, given a third chance in some cases. But I've had numerous employers come up and say, I'll tell you what, I've taken people that were in prison and we've hired them. He wouldn't have done this in a normal economy or a bad economy, only in this kind of an economy. And now he's like the biggest fan. One man in particular has taken numerous people. He said most of them have been unbelievable. All you could ask is most. But most of them have been unbelievable. That's a great thing. That's a really great thing. It gives them a chance. So before we take questions, I want to extend our warmest condolences to the country of Indonesia. Friend of mine, we're going to be calling up the leader, who is a great leader indeed, but they got hit by a giant tsunami like people have not seen. This part of the world hasn't seen it so much, fortunately. They say that's the worst of all. You look at the tornadoes, the hurricanes, you look at all of the different natural disasters. A friend of mine who studies natural disasters, I don't know why he does that, but he does. He says the tsunami is the worst of all, and they got hit very hard, and probably thousands of people killed. We have already sent a lot of first responders and military and others to help. But it's a really bad, bad situation. And finally, before closing, I want to send our thoughts and prayers to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. That was a horrible, horrible time in the life of our country. It took place exactly 1 year ago today. All of America is grieving for the lives lost and for the families they left behind. So to all of those families and to the people of Las Vegas, we love you. We are with you. We're working with you very hard. That was a terrible, terrible event. So thank you very much for that. I want to ask Bob Lighthizer, who is just a terrific individual as well as a man that knows a lot about this subject, to come up and say a word about the USMCA, the new agreement. And if you have any questions, we'll take some questions.
I thought the president would do like YMCA, kind of do the UMCA, but he's more after this than What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land in Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Sheridan, Oliver, Richland, and Dunn counties, and excellent farm retirement equipment auctions in Halliday, Sentinel Butte, and Cheyenne, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I, and our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're calling him.
I can go.
Back on What's on Your Mind.
Somebody said, are you going to post pictures from Facebook of Husfest? I love how closely you listed, because I actually said I was going to post pictures with the great Carol Juven and others at Husfest. And did post pictures, but do you ever have this happen on Facebook where it just keeps trying to post over and over and over again? I even had a video of some of the shopping I did. Anyway, I'm trying to figure that out. We'll get that back up today, I promise. I also am going to post the entire Donald Trump address on the trade remarks. $1.2 trillion in trade governed by this agreement. I'll say it again. $1.2 trillion in trade governed by this agreement, making it the biggest trade deal in the United States history. And we heard him say, farmers, ranchers had to be a priority. And Ambassador Lighthizer just said the same thing. Said the president said it again and again and again. Got to be good. Got to make it better for our farmers and ranchers. There's two ways to fix a problem. Complain about a problem and actually go out and roll up your sleeves. It's a little dirty. It's a little messy. It takes longer than you like. But in the end, you either tried and failed or tried and won. Well, they won here, despite being, I guess, I don't know what you call. What's the opposite of cheering?
Booing?
Booing, yeah, all the booing that came from the left that wanted the status quo and farmers continuing to get jammed. And all the rhetoric. They just love to scare farmers. Remember that back to the first visit of President Trump? They did a little rally with tractors there and all their signs saying how horrible everything is? Just not the way I do it. Anyway, that's up on Facebook, so check that out if you would. I think you'll like it. Okay? And the other thing that this texter is asking, besides where the pictures are from Facebook, is for more information on the tour my wife and I are leading to Norway and the land of the midnight sun. And, you know, our whole family may end up going. The girls are in for sure, one coming back from college after sophomore year and one heading into her junior year at high school and other family members as well. We may be doing this because, Maria and I are doing it, the girls are doing it, but my point is, bring your family and do it too. Our kids, Hannah and Haley, still to this day, a year and a half later, talk about our time in Norway. They are very moved by it. They loved it. Everything about it. You know, and now they Snapchat back and forth with their cousins and, you know, staying connected and Instagram photos and all that fun stuff that keeps you, you know, connected. So it's like you gained a new friend. And what Carol Juvin does better than anybody is help you find your family members. You just tell them, okay, who are they? You know, and he'll know what region they're from because he knows everything about it. Now, even if you do not have family there and just want to see the most beautiful place on earth, which, by the way, it is, bar none. I mean, these fjords, these waterfalls, the beauty, that pulpit rock we're going to, 2,800 feet above the sea, and you can go out on the pulpit rock, takes your breath away. It's incredible. Hotels, same thing. And we're going to northern Norway this time, so we're going to do Bergen, which is great, and Oslo and Trondheim, some of the key spots. We're also going to go places people don't necessarily go. And that's way up to the North Cape. So it's going to be great. I just tell you that. We're talking about, you know, by boat, by train, by plane, by, you know, luxury motor coach. And the motor coach is incredible. So anyway, the Midnight Sun Tour, it's June 14th through the 29th. Call Carol at 800-343-0093. Juvin Tours, or Carol Juvin at 800-343-0093. Tell you all about it. $5,495, best money you'll ever spend. Trust me on this one thing. Thanks for asking. CJ's here from DAC Diesel. CJ had to get bumped for the president. Sorry about that. That was okay, though?
Yeah, it's no big deal. But, yeah, then you went and tried to put me on, and I was busy working, so I had you on speaker. So not only could I hear the president, but also hear you. And then I grabbed my phone and cut you off. So
just another day with a little breaking news. It happens. But you know what? You're doing what you do. You're making diesel great again. You're under the hood going to work. So that's the important thing. Anything diesel, you'll fix it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's one of these things, whether you need a little bump in horsepower, you know, whether you got farm equipment, truck, pickup, you know, like I said before, a combine tractor, you know, that's something we can take care of, or if it's just maintenance, you know, injectors, overhauls, engine rebuilds, we have the best warranty in the nation on them. So some people wonder, how can we do that? Well, first of all, everything's about perfection, but then also we have a few other stipulations. And they're not big stipulations. They're stipulations that you should do basically in regular maintenance on a diesel engine anyway. So it's one of those things. Definitely give us a call. Yes, we are trying to make diesel great again down here.
When was the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? It can't be great if you're ignoring the service needs of this vehicle of yours. So bring it to the pros at DAC Diesel, and they're going to take care of the maintenance services it needs, because nobody does diesel like they do. At DAC Diesel, call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Thanks, CJ. Good to catch up with you, sir.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Have a great week.
You as well. We're out of time already, folks. This day just flew, but we had some breaking news of Donald Trump, and that was certainly good news to share with everybody for our farmers and ranchers. I'm going to put that clip up on Facebook to play that a few dozen times if the president's talking about the importance of that from that side. Stay tuned, folks, and see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. We'll do this all over again, okay? But right where your radio's at right now, just rip the knob off, leave it there. There's no other reason to do anything else. Trust me. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's back. The 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoban, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all-new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.